It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and it's Friday morning, and so it's time, oh my God, I'm not going to get this right, for this.
Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or non-profit leader.
Knobs and switches, switches and knobs, I'm just not going to, it's just not my thing.
Oh, really?
It's a bit ridiculous, isn't it?
Really?
When you're a DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't do it. Anyway, Caroline's here. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right.
Nice to see you. Happy return.
Yeah. Glad it's New Year, Jewish New Year.
I know. Happy New Year to
happy
you.
Happy Jew Year to you, too.
Jew Year to you, too. Mm. Yeah. Guess who I have in studio today?
An old friend.
Yeah, we love him. Sean Smith from SEMA, the Surf Industry Manufacturers Association. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Caroline. I have a name tag here on my desk now.
I know.
This is great. I feel like a regular now.
I know.
It's awesome.
You're going to be my co-pilot. You know, once a month I'm going to have Sean in. It's just fun to hang out with you.
Anytime.
Old friends.
You do great things.
And the reason I have you in again is SEMA's partnering with Waves for Water for hurricane relief effort in Puerto Rico. Will you tell the listeners all about what you're doing and what you're raising and what's happening?
Sure. So when I've been here in the past, we've talked about Watermans and our efforts to help the environment, water quality and so forth, keep surfers in the water. But we've also supported humanitarian causes in the surf world for, well, I think, 10, 11 years now. And Waves for Water is an amazing organization started by John Rose, who was a former pro surfer. And as he was traveling, just realized how bad things were out there, especially when it comes to clean drinking water. And so he took it upon himself to create these filters that can be easily taken anywhere on a surf trip by anybody. If you go on a surf trip, you call Waves for Water. They'll send you some these water filters to take with you and bring the indigenous people where they are to help bring clean drinking water. So when Hurricane Irma, well, I mean, it was Irma, then Maria. So Puerto Rico got leveled. Mm-hmm. I mean, as we know, there's so many areas that got leveled. Puerto Rico is a tough one for us because we have so much business that's done out there. We have events. There's athletes. And Puerto Rico lost everything. I mean, their infrastructure is demolished. The biggest concern there is actually clean drinking water. There's just no clean drinking water. So we immediately got in touch with John Rose and said, what can we do to help get you what you need to get clean drinking water to as many people on that island as possible?
And are you doing, you're doing a fundraising effort, correct?
Yes. We felt that that was the best way to get support to Puerto Rico. I mean, we have retailers there that sell products and so forth, but really it's not about business right now. It's about human lives. It's about sustaining life with clean drinking water. So we've started a fundraiser. We want all of our brands to try and pitch in if they can, and then individuals are welcome to pitch in as well. So we set a goal of $30,000 to try and raise, and that will go to John Rose's group, Waves for Water. He will then use that to purchase these, to pay for these water filters and get as many of them out there on the island as possible. And these things are amazing.
So is this whole organization out there, boots on the ground, distributing these the filters and, you know, giving reports back of exactly what's going on? And that's what first question. Then also, will that $30,000, do you have any idea like how many filters they'd be able to like distribute, and you know how that would like actually get done?
Absolutely. So John Rose is definitely a boots on the ground guy. So he was in Puerto Rico immediately after Irma hit. And while they were there helping with Irma, they were there as Maria hit. Mm-hmm. So he has probably 10 or 12 people on the ground. And that's what John does. John is not a sit in the office, push paper. He is a guy that has to get in there, get his hands dirty. He has to get in front of people. That's just who he is. That's who Waves for Water is. So if you go on to wavesforwater.org, you can see all about John and his work and the fact that it is everything he has done is all about hands-on. So the money we're going to raise, these water filters, they're called MVP filtration systems. They're by far the fastest, easiest, most cost-efficient filters to use to get clean water. So where is my – I'm going to find my numbers on here. But these filters, one filter can provide – 100 people with clean drinking water for up to 5 years.
Wow. Oh, my God. Okay, so is it like you pull water from any source and it will purify it so you can drink it?
Absolutely. It filters out everything, literally everything. So you could take filthy, dirty water out of the gutter. Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to, I don't know who tested to see how well these things work before using. But so John's identified these, and $50 is the cost for one of these filtration systems. But like I said, it can provide clean drinking water for 100 people for 5 years. So you think about $50, the impact over
incredible.
5 years, that's $10 a year, 100 people. I mean, it's pennies on the dollar to
right.
help somebody have clean drinking water. And right now, there literally is none in Puerto Rico.
You know, I've been thinking about people in Puerto Rico, and, you know, you're still seeing these pictures coming in that, you know, I mean, do they have power even yet? I mean, I don't even know. It's just been horrible for that island and that, you know, country and our country. You know, it's our country, but that island. What's the website again where people can donate?
So for donating, go to SIMA.com, SIMA.com. On the homepage, it'll pop up a picture of the devastation in Puerto Rico and an opportunity to go. So if you're an individual and you just want to donate $10, $5, $50 for one entire filtration system, we'd love it. We're encouraging our brands to donate at least $1,000 to hit that $30,000 mark. And with that amount of money, we can send just a ton of these filters into Puerto Rico. They don't have power yet. They're working all off of generators right now. There's no running water. Everything is done by aid that's being handed out. So,
you know, and if you're listening anywhere and are helping other countries, islands, you know, places that have been hit by the hurricanes, buy these filtration systems, and you can, you know, like not you can donate to this this cause, but buy these filtration systems for other areas that need clean water, because that's the biggest issue. Right, is between the electricity and clean water. Those are like probably two of the biggest problems.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
initial problems, you know, for people just to like survive, right?
Absolutely. Getting electricity back on, sewer, getting, mm-hmm. I mean, all those facilities running because of disease. So that's their biggest concern right now, is preventing disease. And we think of Puerto Rico as being established, it's part of the U.S.,
exactly.
but it still is an island state with very little infrastructure. So it's not backwards, but it needs our help.
Exactly.
And clean water is going to help prevent disease and prevent people from getting sick and dying down there.
And it's a lot bigger. If you look at the size of the island, it's a pretty good land mass. I mean,
absolutely.
So there's a lot of people affected there. And there are fellow citizens, and we really need to help them out. I love what SEMA does. You guys, you know, you guys are always like first in the game thinking about how to help other people, even though you are, association for retailers. I think you do the most, you know, really great work. So is there anything else that you want to
Can I plug one other real good cause
absolutely.
Real quick before, since we're talking humanitarian causes?
Yes,
I just spent.
Bring it on.
Appreciate it. I'll make it quick. Spent a week in South Africa working with a large number of organizations that use surfing as therapy for people in need, PTSD, wounded veterans, autism, special needs kids, at-risk youth. Anyone out there that's hurting, going through something, you've got a child with special needs, highly encourage you to consider getting them into a surf therapy program. It won't cost you anything. There's no drugs involved. It's a matter of just changing their perspective on life, and getting in the water can do amazing things. Jimmy Miller, Memorial Foundation, Walk on Water, two amazing organizations right here in the local area that can help with that. So
I love that. You know, surfing. I have Maui Ola Foundation is another one that does that. You know,
absolutely.
We have Hans on often, you know, Hans Hagen. And I think that those organizations are so amazing, and I know they do great work because we do like to feature them. So thanks for you went to South Africa, huh?
Yeah, I did. That,
I'm jealous.
You can have me back. I could tell stories all day long. It was truly amazing to be around a group of people that have dedicated their lives to serving others and using surfing to do that. I could have stayed there for 10 years and done that work.
That's what
all
I hear.
That's amazing.
What I hear. It's beautiful, and I'll be there. I'll get there someday. Well, this is Sean Smith from the Surf Industry Manufacturers Association that I have joining me today. It's always such a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much. And thanks for what you're doing to help the fellow citizens of the United States of Puerto Rico try to get clean water. Give the website one more time where people can donate and find out more information about the water filtration system.
So please, SEMA.com, and I won't go through the whole URL, but it's Support Puerto Rico Hurricane Relief is the slash for it. But go to SEMA.com. You can't miss it. It's right there on our homepage, SIMA.com. Donate, even if it's $10, $5, anything will help. We've got a goal of raising $30,000 by next week because we need to get that aid in there right away while John's on the ground. So, and thanks for having me. Thanks for what you do, Caroline, and promoting causes. Every week is amazing how you highlight that and are out there letting people know all the great things that are happening in this world, especially at a time when it's kind of dark out there.
Yeah.
So there's good people out there.
There are good people out there. Thank you so much, Sean. And if the listeners have any other organizations that you'd like me to interview, please let me know on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page. And, wrapping up a crazy week. I'm looking, let's look forward to a brighter week next week. This is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.